So what did you guys find for resources?
Well, I went on and I was looking up some samples from other schools on their acceptable and responsible use policies, just so I could kind of compare and really get a good idea of the differences between the two.
Well, we've been looking at the acceptable use policy 5103, and then the actual piece that they sign at the beginning of the year, which is that is 7200. I think it's a 5102, but I'll check my documents later.
Well, I'm just looking at these two policies, and I'm not really sure how we could ever have had an agreement that worked for both employees and students. There's two different factors there, and the fact that we're missing one completely,
yeah,
I feel like this doesn't even apply to students at all because it's not in student language, and we make them sign it. It's not acceptable in my
Yeah,
and nothing for parents at all.
Oh, no. No mention of holding parents accountable for anything, or when parents enter the school, what the expectation is regarding especially personal devices, right? One thing that I found interesting was I actually found an acceptable use policy, but it was student-centered acceptable use policy. So it's kind of taking the acceptable use, the responsible use, and bridging the two. But interestingly, in the one document that we had, I think it was in week 5, where you actually saw the table comparing an acceptable use policy to the responsible use policy. The big difference is where acceptable use is saying, don't do this, don't do this, don't do this. And responsible use is saying, you should try doing this, try doing this, try doing this. It's kind of like that language where if you tell a kid, don't hit, all they hear is hit, and they're going to hit, right?
Yep, absolutely.
So I think we need to look at how we're going to format the three projects to make sure that there is some fluidity students to the parents, to the teachers, because mm-hmm. I think they don't have understanding between the three. How do we come to a point where there's the same expectations, I guess?
I think that also we can put in there that there are these three individual policies in place, and parents do know that your child will be getting one of these, and child know that there's one for teachers, and parents know there's one for teachers, so again, that they're all in the know.
And especially since to expect that students are held to the same standard as teachers is kind of bizarre, right? Because there's different things that teachers are need to do that teacher or students should not be privy to, right? Mm-hmm. Especially when we're looking at use of social media and such. So it needs. I'm surprised that our division still has just the one blanket policy, that they haven't made it a little more specific to the different stakeholders.
In regards to parents as well, there's no acceptable use or responsible policy at all. So right now we've got parents coming in and we assume they're educated in regards to technology, but we've had more than one account where a child has been videotaped of vulnerable youth that their pictures can't be shared and they're getting shared freely and with no understanding of that policy. So I think that educational piece and what they're expecting of their children as well is really important.
Especially bringing in that policy. What was that again? Privacy policy?
L.A. FOIP.
Yeah, that one. With the big emergence of the privacy policy, making sure that parents are aware of that, are educated, that they can't be doing that. They need to be asking for permission with, especially with social media, and putting people's images out there.
And I think, you know, for parents as well to understand that we're held to that higher standard as well of that privacy policy and we're understanding of it, I think maybe might take some of the stigma and some of the fear away from allowing their children to use technology because we see a lot of that as well.
Mm-hmm. So after we submitted our rubric, we got some feedback back from the profs about coming up with a new assessment piece, or a final, I guess, evaluation assessment piece, kind of how will we know if our project is successful, or if we need to get some extra resources or support our stakeholders in another way. So how did we come up with a solution for that?
I think for each one, each learning educational piece that we do, we could do just a couple questions of a survey after, saying, like, you know, were any issues come up? Do you feel your needs were met? Is there anything else that you would like included in this? But I think we can take that a step further after our survey for an assessment and take it right to our division and if they can implement it as an actual policy
mm-hmm.
throughout our division, I think that'd be quite amazing.
Yeah, it'd be interesting to do
that'd
a trial run
like
of this in the fall.
Almost like a 99%.
Oh, I think
nice.
We definitely deserve a 99.8. It can't be quite perfect, but 99.8 would be if we could carry this on more than a project.
Got some work ahead of us, but I think we've got a fluid project looking pretty good, and we'll see what we get.
I can't wait to see how it all comes together in a week.